It's the award-winning Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Hi, race fans. It's Saturday. That means it's time for more of the best race talk in the Midwest and beyond due to that tune-in app.
Love that tune-in app.
I almost caught you off guard, didn't
no,
I?
No, you didn't catch me off
Radio
guard.
Man Dan Diker, Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert for the next hour or so. We're going to bring you the latest in local, Midwest, and regional racing activity here at 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. Lots to talk about. That Live for 5 series at Dell's Raceway Park.
Big 125-lap feature tonight.
Street drags at La Crosse Speedway tonight.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday night.
Special Saturday. I'd say they had what, one or two rainouts again this year? So
yeah.
Great time to make one up.
And I hate to rain on Billy Doc Nails Parade.
Uh-oh, what are you doing to me?
I cannot make it to the annual backyard barbecue of a well-known radio DJ this today because I'm announcing street drags this evening.
You.
I was just asked on Wednesday morning, and I couldn't turn it down because, you know.
I send you all those reminders.
I know, and you did a fantastic job. This is a backyard barbecue that's been going on in the area for like 14 years. I've never been able to go. I finally had a chance to go, and I was asked to do street drags tonight, so I'm going to do street drags because now I'm looking at I need to pad the bank account for the winter time because
you know
the radio show ends, TV show ends, all that good stuff is done. So, and I'm going on vacation somewhere this year.
My wife was right, and I was wrong. I said, oh, no, he's going to come this time. She says, he's going to blow it off.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, for four straight days, I have my intention was going and surprising this guy. And I was asked to announce street drags. So we're going to be doing street drags. There should be a pretty good show out there tonight. And if you've got nothing to do, go on out there. It's some great inexpensive fun at the La Crosse Speedway. Show being brought to you today by...
The Days Inn of La Crosse. Hey, it is not too late to get your Oktoberfest reservations in. Diker, he's the general manager there. Block of rooms set aside for
They're
all you
flying.
Oktoberfesters.
I think we have 20... I'm not going to say who's coming... But I've got a lot of very familiar names, last names, staying in my hotel for Oktoberfest. 28 rooms already, and there's about 22 to go.
Get a hold of our guy, Diker, here to get you a room for Oktoberfest. Big Boar Barbecue.
Paul, where are you staying? Are you staying in my hotel? You don't camp.
No.
You should stay in the hotel with that party atmosphere. He's going home. Bill.
I'm staying 200 yards away in my new camper.
Next.
Big Boar Barbecue, once again, voted best barbecue in La Crosse County. Also, best caterer. If you've never tried this before, get to West Salem. Some awesome food. Plus, they got that new fried chicken, which is delicious. Dell's Raceway Park, they got the big race going on tonight. We will tell you more about that later in the show. TACU Credit Union up in Open Toma. Toma Sparta Speedway.
They're also celebrating their 80th anniversary, by the way, TACU Credit Union, and they've been giving out free donuts all week.
Nice. FansArena.com, the official apparel supplier of our TV and radio shows, J&L Collectibles, TheGlassCarver.com, and Midwest Racing Connection, the Midwest foremost newspaper on racing, and we cannot thank all of them for being part of our 2019 team.
And something they've started to do this year, Paul, you just got Facebook and a flip phone and all that new technology. They've been doing a lot of videos. Dan Plant and his crew have been going out to a lot of racetracks this year and putting videos of races and some highlights on their Midwest Race Connection Facebook page, so you need to check that
one
out.
One of your contributors is Bruce Nodelman. You know you're going to have a little bit of expertise on how to get a really good video on that website.
So lots going on. Last weekend, the regular season point standings came to an end at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway in very fitting fashion. When was the last time, Paul Reichert, you saw Ty Majeski show up at La Crosse and finish fourth and sixth?
Never.
Never
saw that happen before.
There would have to be a DNF there, Dan.
And it wasn't and it wasn't because everybody was just that much better. I mean, even though they were. Ty had admitted after the races to me, they were trying four or five different setups Well, I mean, what's there to gain by winning a feature at lacrosse for Ty Majeski? Zero. Absolutely nothing except a little paycheck.
A little spending cash for Oktoberfest.
They in the Majeski camp are working on 4, 5, or 6 different setups. They're getting that car ready for maybe someone else to drive it besides Ty down the road. But I think Ty is really gunning to win the Oktoberfest Thursday night race. And I think that they were trying to get that thing dialed in. So it didn't really matter where he finished.
And he even admitted he won the fast dash.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so he did get to victory lane once. But he even admitted the car is nowhere near where it was, you know, like opening day when you had that great finish between him, Carlson, Pininski, and Gady. He said the car is nowhere near where it is, but they were working at it.
Yeah, and this was him coming off of winning that Howie Leto 100 down at Madison the night before. And, of course, Matt Kenseth had taken fourth. I was watching that race. Thank you, Kevin Ramsell, for allowing me to use your Speed 51 credentials, by the way. We were watching
now
that.
Now he just got his canceled. Thanks, Dan.
We were watching the entire race in the bar of the Thomas Porta Speedway. And Andrew Morrissey was so impressive, just he couldn't catch Ty on the last, what, 3 or 4 restarts, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jonathan Island made Matt Kenseth look like he was a rookie, the way that he had dogged and passed him. There was some good racing, and the best racing up front, I mean, Ty was stepping away from it. Best racing at Madison was from, I'd say, 5th place to about 13th. Man, they were all jockeying the entire time. I feel bad for Pauly Schaefer, too. He got put in the wall by Carson Quapel in an area of the track that you should never be putting somebody in the wall.
Yeah,
the back straightaway.
That's a fast track to be dumping somebody. It's almost like hitting it really hard here at lacrosse. But, you know, it's kind of unusual. I thought Matty Kay would have been a little bit more of a factor in that. Instead, he was, what, 4th or 5th?
Took 4th, and he never really contended. I mean, they had, I don't know, 5 or 6 restarts through cautions. And they doubled him up every time. And the last two, Ty actually went to the outside because he was making it work. And Matt really never figured out in the top three.
You know,
once he was 4th, that was pretty much it.
And that's amazing because the last, for the last 10 years, whenever he makes a guest appearance at Madison, he turns out to be the car to beat every time. So, obviously, they just were a little bit off last Friday.
So, again, the big news last weekend, of course, Steve Carlson holds his point lead against Nick Pininski. It's 5 heading to Oktoberfest. And I put in the national breakdown on Facebook this week, which jarred a lot of people. They were really dissecting those points, and that was pretty cool that I'd put that out there. More importantly, I was watching some of the comments. There's a lot of people at Fest this year that it better not rain out. I will be so pissed if it rains out Thursday night at Fest. So many people want to watch the final battle between Carlson and Pininski.
Yeah, we've had how many rainouts? I mean, I think the last...
Paul, what is it, past 2 years or 3 that we've not raced on Thursday?
Three of the last 5 have rained out, I believe,
that sounds right.
On Thursday night. So
jeez.
It's in the last 2 for sure. So we need 5, 6 good days of weather at Oktoberfest.
I don't care if it's cold. Just don't rain.
I mean, years ago when it was really cold, we used to build snowmen out of the bubbles in the hot tubs.
So oh, yeah.
We could handle cold, just no rain.
Oh, hey, now that we're talking about the rain, because 2 years ago, our former PR director, Aspen, Andre, and I got stuck in our campers because there was such a gully of water going on. Congratulations, Aspen got
married last weekend. Congratulations,
ooh,
Aspen.
Yeah, so next is going to be Paul.
Ready to go, Paul.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me.
Yeah, we're holding our breath. Wait, are those pigs? No, pigs aren't flying yet.
Well.
So, again, we're going to break things down a little bit more later on in the program when it comes to national points, local points, what to look for. We're going to really break down this Alive for 5, $4,500 to win a race going on at Dell's Raceway Park tonight, where I think my money is going to be on Skylar Holzhausen. I'll tell you why later on. And a couple of local guests that are really, really tearing up the local tracks here. That's going to be coming up on today's edition of the Daisy Midwest Race Report.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family, stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and More, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, it's the Badger State Shootout 125 brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Race number 4 in the Alive for 5 series. 125 laps of super late model racing with $4,500 to win. You'll see the best in the Midwest like Casey Johnson, Skyler Holmhausen, Ty Majeski, Austin Nation, and so many more. The UMA Modifieds and iNEXT Legends will add to the excitement. Check DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Badger State Shootout 125 tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days in Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. This is 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG, the Days in Midwest Race Report. Billy Doc Niles and myself, Paul Riker, we've been instituting this new physical therapy program as part of the radio show this year. So we're making him run laps in the hallway.
This is not going to be good for him.
Well, you know, there's no better time. He's learning like I have. What does track food do to you three quarters of the way through a season? It just sits there.
That's why when I'm done eating my track food, I go down on the track and I do my walking.
And I get all my stuff done during the week, and Paul stands around. So we'll
bring him back in we'll bring him back in the fourth segment and see how he's doing.
Yeah, he'll be down to a stealthy 125 before Fest. Want to bring our first guest into the program here. He's you know, there's a couple of drivers that are going to make some phenomenal noise at multitudes of racetracks this year. David Borntrager is going to win the Sportsman Series at Toma and at Dells. That's hard to do.
Like we said on last week's show, I haven't seen that since Kevin Nudelman back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, how about our guest that's about to pick up Rookie of the Year at two different racetracks, La Crosse Speedway and the Toma Sport of Speedway, and that would be Hobby Stock / it's Hobby Stocks at La Crosse too. Driver. Yeah, Alex Rude. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Got to DJ his smoker with Bill Schott, who's our next guest on the program this year. And I tell you what, you guys put on a hell of a party during that smoker.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was my first smoker I hosted, and it was went off with mostly no hitches.
Had my bar and grill completely loaded. Parking lot party was good. You know it's a real good party when the cops show up.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Right at the end of the night.
So let's talk about from the beginning of the year till now. I mean, as a rookie in the hobby stock class at both tracks, obviously you're picking things up rather rapidly because you're actually moving around to different tracks just besides these two.
Yeah, I like to travel around, experience some new tracks. You know, racing around here is fun, but I like to travel too, meet some new racers, meet some new people at other tracks. They show us sportsmanship just like we do. Just different atmospheres is nice.
Now, we got to go back to where your number 42 hobby stock came from this year, because if you strip the paint and the numbers off, it looks like an awfully familiar car. Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Ike. It was the 19 car in Toma.
Ike Andrews out of Baraboo. It was baby blue last year with the red number 19 on it.
Nice.
Yep. You can still see some of the blue and all the other colors it has been over the years. A little bit of yellow, a little bit of red, a little bit of purple.
You mentioned earlier about how well everybody gets along. You've been kind of a giving person because there's been more than just a 42 on the side of that car this year.
Yeah, I have other stuff that goes on during the weekend, so I opted up to let other people experience my car and all Bill and my hard work that we put into the car. So I let some experienced drivers and tell me what they think.
And who ran it last week?
Andy Moore.
Andy Moore last week.
Did you take some notes off his accomplishments?
Yeah, I did. I definitely learned a little bit.
Man, that thing was on a rail last week.
I think
holy
Farah
cow.
Was in it once, wasn't he?
Yeah, Farah was in it, and Dan Secor was in it.
Didn't Secor win a feature in it?
No, I won a heat.
He won a heat, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that thing has been well-traveled, and, of course, Adam
it's
and
like
Andy.
It's like the town bicycle. You're giving everybody a ride.
Well,
there,
that's
dude.
Like our next guest. Adam Moore was in Bill Schott's car last weekend and was on a rail with that thing, and then Andy was in Alex's car last weekend. Hey, no, before I forget, I know the title sponsor. We're going to ask you who your sponsors are later in the program. But your title sponsor, I solidified where he works now because his title sponsor is Reinert Foods, and he was in his own TV commercial with Reinert Foods last week.
I was, yep.
I was watching TV, which I never do. I'm like, man, that looks like Alex. Wait, he's sponsored. Oh, I get it now. Nice job in the commercial. Why didn't they give you any speaking lines?
Too many people, and we're just warehouse guys.
They were just kind of standing around. I was waiting to hear some kind of a jingle or maybe a little dance come from you. We're going to have to talk to Reinert, and we're going to have to get that done for
next year. Couldn't sneak your race helmet in there, could you?
No.
They're all wearing the same stuff. So talk about this year. There's no way you could have thought starting this year that you were going to end up rookie of the year at two different racetracks.
No, I set off with a goal to try it at both tracks, and Bill said I was crazy to run the same car at both tracks, so we had other cars in the works, and, you know, just things just are working out the way it is now. We're just putting that car through its ringers, putting its test down. A lot of miles, a lot of laps, and it's holding up good.
You know, one thing, the competition in both classes at La Crosse and Toma is so similar because you've got similar drivers that are running both tracks or that have run both. What's been more competitive for you or and maybe harder, Toma or Sparta? Toma or La Crosse?
I would say La Crosse has been the hardest for me. I race a lot of there in the smaller classes, and I enjoy racing Toma just like La Crosse, but 1 and 2 in La Crosse has been a challenge all year for me. Coming out one of the first weeks, I ended up coming out of the corner and hit a wall, lost my fuel cell. That was pretty crazy.
One of the questions I always got for somebody who jumps from like a four-cylinder up to the big car like that is, how big of an adjustment is that? Because your braking is different. You're carrying a lot more speed into them corners.
Yeah, it's a little different. I've gotten back into some smaller cars this year, and it's a little fun. And, you know, I got the chance to run a hobby down in the Dells before I decided to build one myself, and kind of got that experience. And it's been pretty easy to adjust, in my opinion. I mean, it's still a learning curve at the end of the day, and it's been a lot of fun, though.
So, again, Alex Rude is currently third in points. That's where he probably will finish at Toma Sparta this year out of a flurry of hobby stocks. He's going to nail the Rookie of the Year. And at the La Crosse Speedway, he's also going to nail down the Rookie of the Year in the hobby stocks. I can't remember the last time someone's done that in this area. What about Paul? When was the last time someone got Rookie of the Year at two different tracks in this area? See, Penguin stumped. Go back to the stairwell you go. Billy, what about yourself?
It's been a long time since I've seen anybody get Rookie of the Year in two different classes, whether it's at one track or two different tracks.
Next year now, I mean, this is something that obviously you're going to have two fantastic trophies for, nailing down the ROYs. What does next year look like?
Not really sure. We got a lot of little plans in the works, maybe doing some traveling more. You know, maybe we'll stick around. We haven't really made a concrete decision what we want to do yet. As a race team, that is.
Speaking of traveling, I mean, now, you know, La Crosse is done. Toma is going to be done next Friday. It's that time of the year. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of weekend specials. What are the plans for September and October?
Not really sure exactly in details, but we definitely be traveling. We'll probably hit up Rockford a few times, maybe Jefferson. Kind of depends what they have going on for their events.
Again, Alex Rude joining us. What's it like to be in the Bill Schott stables?
It's kind of difficult. I feel like I get a lot of
I
get a lot of gruff from him, and you know, other people because they know him. He's been
remember he follows you, so
in this
interview here. So
we don't pull any punches on the program, though, man. I tell you what, we want it all thrown out there. He can be a tough guy to work with, but he's a competitor.
Yep, and he has no.
Oh, look at it! He's got a marker. He's already scratching your number off his shirt.
No, that's his son, Austin.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. He does a lot of work on the cars. I don't think I could be right sitting in this seat without him this year. He's done a lot of work for me, and I've done a lot for him too. It's give and take.
Alex, as we do with all the drivers who appear on our show, we give you a minute here to talk about your sponsors that are helping you out for 2019. Wait a minute. Here it comes. There's the list.
Here's the list. She's good.
Well, the biggest one, Reinhardt, as he mentioned earlier. We also have Elsie's Bar and Grill, Joe Rude Trucking, Apps Computers, J&L Collectibles, which he's been sponsoring a lot of cars this year, which is really neat.
He's got a freaking army.
Yeah, he was at our smoker too, which was cool.
He's got over 50.
That's incredible.
Yeah, because he had a couple of really cool autographs. It was a Kyle Busch autographed car. What was the other one he had, Bill? Both were autographed Kyle Busch cars.
Nice.
Yeah. And, you know, that we had, you know, we as a team, we had Lysol Construction, All Around Complete Services, MJ Service and Contracting, LLC, Davies, KBR, and that's a good list of our sponsors, obviously. Reinhardt being my biggest sponsor, it's on my hood.
Look at that. He's on our radio show. He'll be on our TV show today. He's on Reinhardt Foods commercials. Man, you're going to be in the broadcast industry next year.
I'm starting to see some overexposure here.
Alex Ruud is going to nail down a Rookie of the Year at both the Tillman Sport of Speedway and the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. It's been a treat to watch him run this year, and I can't wait to see what you guys do up until Fest.
Thank you.
All righty, Alex Ruud. Next up, we've been giving Bill Schott a lot of gruff. We're going to bring him and his son on the program.
Here comes the rebuttal.
Yeah, it's going to be Bill and Austin next on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family. Stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and more, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
The time has come. After a long season of Friday night racing, it's time for the season championships. Tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, the champions will be crowned. Modified, hobby stocks, sportsmen, six-shooters, mini-stocks, hornets, and even the chaos event champion. And it all happens tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Gates open at 6:15, racing starts at 7:30. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and military, $5 for children 6 to 17, and under 6 are free. It's the mid-season championships tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
Oh, here we go, back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. I'm radio man Dan Dyker. That is Billy Doc Niles. Paul Reichert still riding the stairs.
He checked in between segments here. He is panting. This is not good.
We're going to see what happens.
I hope he makes it to the next segment.
We're going to try to bring him on in segment four. Welcome the listeners in that are listening on CoolGold1460.com. A lot of people listen online each week. They listen to both radio stations now and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app. And they can talk to Alexa. Say, hey, Alexa.
Just WBOG. And so we've got 15,000 to 20,000 people each week listening to the program because of all those other avenues of approach. And, of course, now you got the FM station. They're going to hear our next two guests. It's father and son. I always like getting the father and son teams on, especially when they race against each other. What these guys really, really have not done this year, because Bill Schott's been more into a hobby stock, and Austin Schott, when he decides to get a decent car, is actually a lot better six-cylinder shooter. We want to welcome these guys on. What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Of course, again, want to thank you for having me do your smoker earlier this year. I thought it was for you guys never having one before, it was probably one of the top three largest attended smokers I did this winter.
Kind of blew my mind. Didn't expect that. I just told Alex going into it, it'll work out. It'll work out. Man, did it work out.
That was, you guys get to go to smokers, and Paul was there. Did you win on that one? No, you left. You got mad and slammed your cup down and left on us. You missed a great time.
Oh, that's because he had a trivia question wrong. Back out to the hallway.
Yeah, back in the hallway, Paul. That's right. That was the solder question right there. I remember that vividly as he waves at us.
You got to be a little lighter on him.
Well, we are. No, I mean, number one, we give him chance on the radio and TV airwaves. He has to gain this back from the both of us here. That's why we don't call him Distatman anymore. We can't.
I'm rooting for you, Paul.
There you go. You got Shot Root Racing and KBR Performance right there rooting for you, Paul. What more can you ask for? Bill Schott, it's funny. I don't see your name anywhere in the point standings when it comes down to it for Toma or lacrosse, when we always have the top five sitting here. But as much as you've raced this year, you would think that you were leading both point standings. Man, you've put a lot of tire tread down on two different tracks this year locally.
Well, really, locally, I haven't raced much when you think about it.
Well, yeah, because you had the back problems. So it was other people that was in your car, I should say.
Yeah, hell froze over last week.
Your car saw a whole bunch of people in it this year, but the back kind of kept you out of racing.
Yeah. Before I forget, I need to thank my chiropractor, Katie, in Holman. Can't think of the name of the place, but everybody knows Dr. Kate. She's what puts me in my car weekly.
So last week it was Adam Moore in yours. Andy was in Alex's. Both performed well. I mean, Bill has said it time and time again, and we all agree. Adam Moore has to be one of the best hobby stock, thunder stock drivers in the Midwest.
I believe he is. I gave him a goal on Saturday, and that was beat my qualifying time. He did it. Not by much, but he did it.
Oh, he whooped on everybody last week. That was pretty silly. Then Andy went out there, and Alex, that's why I asked Alex, were you taking notes? Both of those guys, it doesn't matter what they get into, they tear them up. It's unbelievable. But you've got good equipment, too, though. So it's not like Adam was going to jump into a car that was going to finish dead last.
We knew my car was fast. He pulled my times, beat me by a little. I guess I never looked at his lap times in racing, but he was fast. Andy, that's where I was impressed. To come from the back, dead last, be patient. He got up there, and they did exactly what we asked. We said, go out and race as clean as you can.
And Andy did it in a car that he had not been in at all this year. He had never been in Alex's car this year, at Toma or lacrosse.
I don't think he sat in it until Saturday at the track.
Wow. So let's talk about your season. You've been bouncing around a little bit at lacrosse, a little bit at Toma, and a little bit pretty much everywhere. What have you been up to?
Well, after the mishap between Adam and I at the opener, our egos got the best of us, I guess. I came out to points race, and that was taken off the table for 3 weeks. So traveling, bucket list kind of stuff. I want to go and race tracks. I went to Rockford, fell in love.
Impressed. I watched the video from Rockford. Very impressed how you ran that track.
And struggled every time there.
Yeah. I mean, because your first time you had a third or a fourth, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I thought I was doing good. I had motor issues every week I was there and ended up blowing up on my fourth trip.
Ouch.
In practice.
We'll blame that on the Penguin.
Actually, I never told anybody I blew up till now.
Don't tell him. Don't tell.
Oh, breaking news. Did it. Breaking news right here.
What's that?
You didn't hear what he just said?
No, I was looking at you.
He
Sorry.
Blew up on his fourth attempt and hadn't told anybody until right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just don't blame Penguin. Don't tell him when he comes back in the studio.
No, he won't like that. No. Your son, Austin, you've got to watch race, 3 or 4 or 5 years now, pretty much primarily at the lacrosse speedway. Then you really started to ramp things up. You've got to be one of the most winningest drivers over the past 3 weeks at the Toma Sport of Speedway in the six cylinders.
Yep. Car I've never been into before, a division I've never even raced, you know. 2017, I got to get behind the wheel of Dad and Tyler's car and run their hobby stocks. 2017 season opener, I ran my own Hornet and destroyed it the same night.
Yep, remember that.
And, you know, it's just been hit or miss. Last year, I did get behind the wheel of one of Thomas Farr's cars for a few races and had nothing but issues with the motor. But I think, you know, the six-shooter is the best I've done. You know,
remember he came out in that, that crummy Ford Thunderbird. Which I think Paul could have taken a big wheel out there and beat you up and down the quarter-mile track, but then all of a sudden you come out. Has it been 4 weeks since you've had the new car or three?
I have 5 wins in it, so I think
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
All right, 5 straight weeks.
Wow.
That he has won 5 straight. Like I say, he's the most winningest driver at the Toma Sport of Speedway over a five-week span. It looks. I called it out last week because the back end of it looks like it came fresh out of a demolition derby. The back end's kind of jacked up, no bumper, different colors.
That's character, Diker. No. It's ready to race.
I said it about John Aaron's cars for years. It doesn't matter what it looks like or how bad it's what's under the hood.
If we put a bumper on it, then he's going to slow down and let people catch him. You leave that bumper off, he knows it's going to get destroyed. He's got to go.
You got to be surprised, man, Austin Schott, at the victories you racked up at Toma.
I think last Friday was probably one of the funnest races I've ever done.
So does this give you incentive to want to run a full season and maybe chase a championship next year?
What I want to do is get a hobby stock and set it off to the side and stay in the six-shooter division or go to a Hornet and just do a budget build. When I'm able to throw money at the hobby stock, throw it at the hobby stock. The beginning of this season, I did have Chris Christensen's old car, and I was just...
a pile.
Well, it wasn't even that. I was trying to bite off more than I can chew. I didn't have a motor ready. I had everything but a motor, and I was just trying too hard. And I let it go. I got rid of it and, you know, sat back. Didn't think I was going to race at all this year. Got the Thunderbird just because it was cheap.
Yeah.
And it got me on the track, and Alex gave me the opportunity to run his car, but if I wreck it, I got to pay for it.
Father, son, both race. Your driving styles are pretty similar to what I've seen over the years watching Bill and watching you. How much do you learn? How much do you talk with Dad, not being a competitor, but learning from what he's done and what he can do?
I'm a better driver when other people are on the track. You know, watching my dad for many years, you know, 17, 18 years ago when he broke his neck before Toma had the wall. You know, watching him then, you know, I go watch my uncle's race on dirt. So I observe, and my thing is racing with other people on the track is a lot easier than going out by myself.
Bill, you need to ask Bill Schott where he got the nickname that we use for him at the Toma Sparta Speedway this year.
What is that nickname, so
that
I can ask?
Fire Marshal Bill.
Hey, Bill, people want to know.
I love this.
Where did you get the nickname Fire Marshal Bill from?
I really honestly don't know. I can tell you where it come from. I don't know who gave it to me. But
Paul the Penguin did. He put it on the media sheets this year.
Uh-oh. So tell us about
this
it here.
I can still picture this happening.
I spent half a year's income building a car, and opening night, I just pushed it. Every lap, I pushed it harder, and I intended on hitting the wall like we do at lacrosse, and figured it'd make me faster when I bounced off. Well, I didn't bounce off. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, it was dry season, and I was in the infield, and Thomas Farah kind of stopped in the corner, and he's pointing something out, and then I realized there's a fire, so I wasn't smart enough to grab my extinguisher anyway. Took off over there.
Took his racing coat off.
Nobody's fire extinguishers worked when they got there. They only had a bottle of water, like an 8-ounce bottle of water. And I just started going crazy with my coat. And every time I turn around, all of a sudden the fire would be, I don't know how we got it out. But
He put out one heck of a fire under the scoreboard at the Toma Sparta Speedway with his racing coat. So he will always be known as Fire Marshal Bill.
We got to wrap her up here real quick. Sponsor-wise,
are
you the same as Alex Root, or is everything a little different?
It's all the same team sponsors, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Austin, same, running on the same umbrellas?
My sponsors are Dad and Alex.
That's all you need.
They've helped me all year.
This trio right here, man, that you guys are so entertaining to announce. You're so entertaining to watch. I've really got to know Bill several years ago, both you guys over the past couple years, and keep the entertainment coming, man, because racing needs the three guys like you. I seriously admit that.
Family.
It is.
We're missing Tyler, but he's at work.
Tyler Stuber was in someone's Hornet car last weekend.
Shout out to Tyler
That's
Stuber.
Rude. Yeah, he was in Rude's Rude's Hornet car last week. All right, I want to thank both those guys coming in. You can watch more as we're going to get them on the Seven Rivers Racing TV show later this week. We got more to come next on the Days in Midwest Race Report.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
The time has come. After a long season of Friday night racing, it's time for the season championships.
Tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, the champions will be crowned. Modified, hobby stocks, sportsmen, six shooters, mini stocks, hornets, and even the chaos event champion. And it all happens tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Gates open at 6:15, racing starts at 7:30. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and military, $5 for children 6 to 17, and under 6 are free. It's the mid-season championships tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small. 10 to 500, we can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
And online at BigBoarBBQ.com.
This is Mandy Eckelberg, driver of the 68 Sportsman at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You're listening to the Days in Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back again, race fans. 101.3 and AM 1460 to the BOG. Radio man Dan Dinker, the very winded Paul the Penguin record, and Billy Doc Niles.
Yeah, we sent him for a walk up and down the stairs. We got him muted right now until he catches his breath.
It's part of our radio racing training fitness program that we instituted about halfway through this year. And, well, if you look at the three of us, it's not working.
It ain't working.
I think Jesse's the only one that weighs under a buck 05.
I think you and I probably got the most activity out of all this, you know, with all the walking we do on Saturday nights.
Yep.
But
Paul just sits up in his perch and really doesn't move.
The most activity he does is he gets us food. Yes.
And he does this at Toma too. So
I'm
going to
unmute him. I'm going to unmute him so he can defend himself.
Do you have enough breath?
Yes, I do.
Are you good to go?
I'm fine.
Is the sweating done?
Yes.
All righty. National point standings. Man, oh man, oh man. I cannot remember, and I really don't think in the 13 years that I've been covering races in this area, I've ever seen not just one, but three local drivers all gunning for a national championship.
You know, last year, Carlson got the best sniff out of the three of them. He ended up finishing second in the nation. Penske ended up finishing fifth, and Gady ended up finishing 10th, which was phenomenal. And then at the Frostbuster, them three finished 1, 2, 3, so it's great to have three of the 10 best drivers in the nation racing right here in our backyard.
And now you've got Gady 8 points behind the two leaders that were tied before the races last weekend.
Yep, and Penske only 14 points back, and they both got lots of races planned. You know,
Paul, where's Carl Snap, by the way?
He is tied for 8th, and ironically enough, he's 66 points.
And you
back.
Know, 3 weeks ago, he was in the upper 20s. I mean, pretty much Whalen had written him off, and now he finds out where he is here. The Wisconsin lock is not done yet. That's still going to go down to Carlson and Penske. Gady's pretty much got a lock on the Minnesota side of the state NASCAR championship. But there's a lot of things to watch, and Jacob and Nick are going to join us in the program here in the next couple of weeks to let us know exactly where they're going to be racing, who's got double features, who doesn't. Nick and his wife Morgan predict that Nick will have 12 races in between last weekend and Oktoberfest.
That's plenty of time to catch, and I think the season only goes to, like, what, the third week in September, Paul?
Actually, until I think September, weekend of September 14th.
All right, so they ain't got much left.
Yeah.
How many weeks does Madison have left? Are they running right up to the end?
They're running this. They ran last night.
Yep.
And I believe they've got two, maybe three.
So if Carlson wants a shot at that state championship, he's going to have to make his appearances at Madison. If he wants to get a sniff at the national championship, he's going to have to go to Elko or Rockford.
No, they only have just last night, and championship night is next Friday night.
All right, now look up Elko's schedule, because I think they have two or three double feature nights coming up, and that's where Penske's going to make up the brunt.
And I do believe they got
points, or him and Gady.
I do believe they got Thunderstruck as the headliner on the 14th.
On the 21st with the big
21st.
LA models.
Okay, so they're going to run all the way up to the 14th.
Yeah, championship night will be the 14th for the big eight,
and
for
they
the
run,
miles.
And they run double features all so the time there, so
two.
There's plenty of time to make up.
So what do they have
there
before the 14th?
Let's see here.
You would have at least, what, three more weeks of three weekends,
yep,
four
they
weekends?
They do race tonight.
Single or doubles?
Doubles as far
doubles
as I know.
Right, that'll be two.
And then they
championship
have
championship night is two, so there's 14th, four.
That's four.
You have Madison, you've got, what, two more?
Last night and next week.
All right, so Madison's
they
five.
They will do double. I believe they do double features on championship night.
Oh, nice.
Yes, they do. So that'd be six.
Yep.
And then what else does Elko have between tonight and championship?
Well, they have the Eva Destructions on the 31st and September 7th. I don't know whether the divisions are racing, but you probably know, NASCAR late models.
So I'm counting seven right now.
If they're really chasing some points, it wouldn't shock me to see them show up at Rockford. Because Rockford is a NASCAR track.
And they run on
Saturday nights.
Saturday nights.
Yep.
Yeah, that might be a good opportunity. You could run.
You could get a heck of a
now,
bunch.
That would be the two nights off. Look up the Rockford Speedway now. Yep. Because the two nights off in early September that Elko runs their Eva Destruction and then whatever that was the next weekend, yep. Those two weekends, those guys could be heading down to Rockford.
Yep, they have They have a race tonight. They have the championship countdown on August 31st, and then their championship night will be September 7th.
So that would be one, two, three. Now we're looking at least 10 more races for both of them and possibly Carlson.
That's the possibilities. And Rockford, if you've never seen Rockford before, tight, you know, they call it a quarter mile, but it looks like a third mile to me.
Well, the thing is, if Gady and Pininsky take it down there and they want to run fast, they better have backup cars ready to go because nobody survives, especially when you're looking at season-ending races done at the Rockford Speedway.
They've only got till September 14th, so they got plenty of time to fix them before Oktoberfest.
And you know, Kevin Ramsell, former ARCA Midwest Tour PR director, put a really good comment on my Facebook when I posted the point thing. I think that was on Monday. Is how the South inverts. Now, some people are wondering, how come we never get winners out of this area? Well, if you look at how they invert the field down south, their fast timers start on the pole. They start in the front row. Here, you invert, you know, look at the double features. The first one is a roll of the dice, so you take a 6 plus 5, that's 11. So you're starting way back, and then you automatically start at Elko on that second one. If you win, you automatically start
14th, yep.
So we do it a whole lot different up north than they do down south. And well, what kind of a credit is that to Gady, Pininsky, and Carlson when the fast timers down south are starting on the front row and whooping everybody's behinds? You got guys here that are starting behind the invert in a 25-car field and still getting podium finishes.
Now, credit to NASCAR. They saw this, and they made a little tweak to the point system this year. Based on your starting position, you can get a couple of bonus points based on your starting position. Like, and I don't know exactly what it is, so I'm going to use just for examples here. Like Gady was saying, you know, if you start from 14th, you come all the way from 14th to win the feature, you get, like, what, four bonus points or something like that. You get two bonus points for something in the middle, and I don't think you get any bonus points for the first couple of rows. So, Paul, you could probably look that up and find it, you know, because I know you got a spot where you can look that up. But I believe Kevin Neverline from NASCAR even commented on your post about that, too. So.
Yeah.
That's credit to NASCAR. They saw what was going on, and they thought it was time to reward people who came from the back instead of people who started in the front and ran away all the time.
And it also makes it more entertaining racing, though. Who wants to see, and I saw this when I was announcing the Knoxville Speedway, Terry McCarl would start in the pole every single frickin' week and win every single frickin' week. Who wants to watch that? It's just not entertaining unless you're you can't tell me if you're a Terry McCarl fan who's still racing to this day with World of Outlaws in Knoxville, you're a big-time fan, and your favorite driver is winning every single weekend. You can't tell me that starts to get boring after a while.
Oh, yeah. It's
the most racing he's doing is lapping cars in the field, not trying to wreck.
And, you know, you see this at the Midwest. God, what's a good word I'm looking
for?
The
luxury we have to have this many late models.
We're used to seeing...
And the talent.
We're used to seeing a slower car set up front and the faster guy trying to work his way around him. Most of the time it works out that way. Sometimes not so much. That slower guy gets lucky and wins. That's the challenge of racing up here in the Midwest.
Well, keep it locked and loaded on the Midwest, the Days in Midwest Race Report Facebook page. We'll keep updating you every time Gady runs, every time that Pininsky runs, and every time that Steve Carlson runs. We're going to be loading it up on that site. And Paul, of course, has got the little stat stuff going on over there. And we can't wait to find out where these guys end up. Got to take a quick break. Talking about where guys end up, man, I tell you what, there's a lot of tracks having season championships right now. and some post-race activities. Paul Reichert's going to join us next and fill us in from one ocean to the other next on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOC.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, it's the Badger State Shootout 125, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Race number 4 in the Alive for 5 series. 125 laps of super late model racing with $4,500 to win. You'll see the best in the Midwest like Casey Johnson, Skyler Holmhausen, Ty Majeski, Austin Nation, and so many more. The UMA Modifieds and iNext Legends will add to the excitement. Check DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Badger State Shootout 125 tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
This is Mike Carlson, driver of the number 50 late model at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You are listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans, to 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. Radio Man Dan Doctor, Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert. This is the Days Inn Midwest Race Report. Billy, you know, this is the time of the year when I'm going through Facebook and I see nothing but tracks posting championship race after championship race after point championship race. Toma is done here on the 31st with championship night. La Crosse just had their regular point season ending last Saturday. There's a lot of tracks that are winding down, and Paul's paper, I can see through the back of it, is getting longer and longer and longer.
Yeah, it's almost two pages there. I mean, it's from top to bottom, nothing but winners from the north, the south, east, and the west, and the occasional across the border in Mexico and Canada. It is that time of the week where we let Paul let you know who won all the races across the country. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
All right, Bill, we'll start with Wednesday night, the inaugural Captain of the Creek at 141 Speedway. IMCA Modified Feature went to Benji La Crosse. Doug Kobe took the NASCAR Rail and Modified Tour race at Thompson, Connecticut. Matt Shepard took the Super Dirt Car Series race at Middletown, New York. And Rodney Sanders wins again with the U.S. Modified Touring Series at Winton, Missouri. Thursday, night two of the Captain of the Creek at 141. $5,000 to win for the IMCA Sport Mods, Brandon Schmidt the winner. Corey Kempkes ran that race.
What?
Second in the B main, transfers the A main, finished 20th.
Holy
remember
cow.
Remember when the Kempkes brothers ran the Toma Sparta Speedway in those, in the Mid-American, it was like the mini stock series about mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Luke Fennels won the Super Light Model feature at Wausau. At Kokona, Ultra Fast won the Super Late Model feature at Kokona. Brett Wenzel, the Late Model feature. Chris Madden won Night 1 for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at the Topless 100 weekend at Batesville, Arkansas. Sam Mayer won the K&N Pro East race at Bristol. And Ryan Gustin took the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Urbana, Missouri. Friday at Grundy, Fast Eddie Hoffman won the Super Late Model feature. Dustin Sorensen took the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. At Red Cedar, Wissota Challenge Series Late Models in action. Jimmy Marr is the winner. And Jeremy Nelson took the Wissota Modified feature. Thomas Sparta, Darren Salo finally off the schneid, scored the modified feature win.
We'll call that radio karma.
Yes.
Well, it was beyond that. They found what was troubling him over the past month, why his modified kept dying. The ignition switch that powers the drivetrain, it was loose on the back. It was a It was a $12 part about yay big.
And how many times did he change engines and parts on engines?
He won that feature with that part in his front pocket.
Oh, wow. Man.
ARCA Midwest Tour was at Madison for the Howie Lowell Classic. Tom Yuski, the winner. Midwest Dash in action. Brandon DeLacy,
so why did
winner.
Matt Kenseth finish fourth? I've not seen a single person rag Matt Kenseth for not winning that race.
I don't know.
I liked it.
Levon Vandergeest won the Midwest Truck Series race, U.S. Modified Touring Series race.
And he's also now the Midwest Truck Series point leader.
Yes, he is. Terry Phillips won the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Eldon, Missouri. Night two for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Batesville, Arkansas. Scott Bloomquist, the winner. You were World of Outlaw Late Models at Williams Grove. Brandon Shepard, the winner. And Donnie Schatz took the World of Outlaw Sprint Car race at Grand Forks, North Dakota. Saturday, Cedar Lake was the first to wrap up their season, crown their champions. NASCAR Late Model feature went to John Canta. Jesse Glenn's the champion. Dave Kane took the NASCAR Modified feature. Jason Gross is the champion. And Dan Gullickson, daily double for him. USRA Late Model feature win and championship. Brandon Davis took the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. Twin features for the late models at the Dells. Marlon Bordentraeger and Nick Nolan, the winners. Matthew Berlin, the 602 late model winner. Double features for the NASCAR late models at Elko, Jacob Getty, and Chris Merrick, the winner.
Well, hey, speaking of the Dells, congratulations to Scott Luck on getting his first feature win this year in the sportsman division.
Cody Hubred scores another late model win at Jefferson. Final weekly race of the season here at La Crosse. Twin features won by the Knicks, Penske, and Mergic. Marshfield, CWRA late models in action, swept by Jeff Weinfurter, won both features.
Oh.
Upper Midwest Vintage also in action. Jim Kulseth scored the win. Dan Kinsley won the Wasota Modified feature at Rice Lake. At Rockford, the Hugh Deary 99 for the Super Late Models was won by Jacob Guiley.
Did you see who was coming on strong at
Rich
the end
Beckel,
there?
Yeah. Michael Bilderbeck won the NASCAR Late Model feature. At Shawnee, Troy Springborn won the Late Model feature. Lucas Lamberis, his second straight IMCA Modified feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Plymouth, Indiana, Aaron Rutzel, the winner. American Flat Track Motorcycles at Peoria, Illinois. This is the race that Henry Wiles has won for 14 years in a row. Streak over.
Uh-oh.
Briar Bauman scored the win. American Canadian Tour up in Quebec, Canada. Patrick LaPerle, the winner. Badger Midgets at Sycamore, Illinois.
Jesse gets in on the action.
Thomas Meserault, the winner. ARCA CRA Super Series and CRA Jags All-Star Tour at Berlin Raceway for the battle at Berlin 251. Boris Yurkovic scored the ARCA CRA win.
Boris, I haven't heard his name in a long time.
And Kyle Jones, the CRA Jags winner. Iris Sprints at Wilmot, Billy Baylog, the winner. Final night for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Batesville, Arkansas. The Topless 100, Chris Madden scores the victory.
That just sounds raunchy.
NASCAR Can-Am Pro West Series at Monroe, Washington. Trevor Huddleston, the winner. Derek Krause, second. U.S. Modified Touring Series at Prairie Creek, Oklahoma. Another win for Rodney Sanders. And World of Outlaw Late Models at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Mason Ziegler, the winner. Sunday at Angel Park, Jeff Zielinski won the Badger Midget feature. Scotty Thiel, the IRA Sprint feature. At Slinger, Jacob Donnestad wins again in the Late Models. Billy Preetzel won in the Modifieds. ARCA at the Dirt Mile at Springfield, Illinois. Michael Self, the winner. IMCA Dury Brothers Late Models at Quincy, Illinois. Jeremiah Hurst, the winner. And NHRA up in our neck of the woods up at Brainerd, Yeah.
Leah Pritchett. Not quite the UP.
Yeah. Leah Pritchett ends a year-long drought in Top Fuel, scores the win. Ryan Capps, victorious in Funny Car, and Jason Lyon wins in Pro Stock. And that'll wrap it up for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
Once again, season championship's going to be rolling down. That paper's going to get longer and longer.
They'll be picking up next week for sure.
I think there's at least five area tracks that season championships are either next weekend or the weekend afterwards.
We'll tell you about one of them in our wrap-up here in the next segment.
And then we're going to get into some of the postseason things. You know, most tracks, when the championships are done, they have a lot of extra races.
Big year in specials.
September showdowns and things like that, Oktoberfest. We're going to be talking about all those. So Paul is going to keep it. And also, do want to remind you, you can find Paul's Reichert Race Rewind on our Days in Midwest Race Report Facebook page. He posts it every week.
Usually what, every Monday or Tuesday?
Monday or Tuesday,
Every Monday or Tuesday he gets it posted. So what you're hearing today, Paul has already had it down for
about 4. And there'll be a lot more than that.
He's already had it down for about 4 or 5 days. When we come back, the sexy voiceover chick drops the white flag. We got one segment to go. You are listening to the Days in Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
The time has come. After a long season of Friday night racing, it's time for the season championships. Tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, the champions will be crowned. Modified, hobby stock, sportsmen, six shooters, mini stocks, hornets, and even the chaos event champion. And it all happens tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Gates open at 6:15, racing starts at 7:30. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and military, $5 for children 6 to 17, and under 6 are free. It's the mid-season championships tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union.
Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Badger State Shootout 125, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Race number 4 in the Alive for 5 series. 125 laps of super late model racing with $4,500 to win. You'll see the best in the Midwest like Casey Johnson, Skyler Holmhausen, Ty Majeski, Austin Nation, and so many more. The UMA Modifieds and iNEXT Legends will add to the excitement. Check DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Badger State Shootout 125 tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Days Inn Midwest Race Report. That's Paul the Penguin Ranker doing all that good stuff on his laptop down there. Billy Doc Niles, myself, Radio Man Dan Dyker, as we get ready to let you know what's going on throughout the area tonight. Again, I'll be announcing street drags at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Good, economical, cheap fun. It is. It starts at 7:30. Usually goes till about 9:30, no later than 10. We've got a burnout competition. I'm really interested this time of the year with all the car shows going on, with all the local festivals. The show and shine we have in the quarter mile usually supersedes about 30 to 30, 40 different cars. So if you got one of those BA-looking cars, you want to win a trophy, take it out to La Crosse Speedway tonight.
Yeah, and 18-plus different brackets, at least 18 brackets every week, and it doesn't matter what you drive. I mean, a minivan, yeah, get that grocery getter out there. We got minivan classes. We got motorcycles, quads,
diesel trucks, four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive,
Mustangs. We have a
Detroit
high school
irons.
Class.
I mean, there's something for everybody out there.
A high school
Speedway.
Bracket. I keep calling it classes because I'm used to racing.
Yeah, they have a high school car class, yep, and a high school truck class. And if we have enough at the end of the night, we run those two winners against each other. The big one coming up tonight is at Dells Raceway Park. It's the $4,500 win race. It's race number 4.
Race number 4.
Of 5 for the Life for 5. I'm going Skyler Holzhausen. Paul, who are you going for?
Dennis Prunty.
Ooh.
Ultra fast.
Okay. Oh, look at that. That's 3 lock. Who are you going for, Jesse?
I don't know who raced there.
He doesn't care.
It's the Life for 5. Race number 4. 125 lap late model, super late model feature, plus the mods and the legends are in town. Qualifying at 4:30, first green flag at 6 o'clock, and next Friday night, championship night at Toma Sparta Speedway, modified sportsmen, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and six shooters all in action. Qualifying at 6:15, first green flag at 7:30.
And I do have to let you know real quickly here, as I should have brought this up earlier. I just saw this posted last week, that if you would like to get free tickets to the Western Technical College Night of Destruction, let me scroll, because I know it's right here.
Jesse's rapping you. You got less than 30, dude.
I know. if you are an alumni of Western Technical College, if you go to their webpage, you have a chance to go in a drawing to win free tickets to Western Technical College Night of Destruction September 7th.
We're going to have to tell them more about that next week on the show.
Not a bad deal. So, Chase Championship, Niles Weber, Vian Chalet, NASCAR late models, Wagner, Kirshner, Clemens, Carlson. National Joints Championship is on the line for the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series. Everything else at the Speedway, go to their website, lacrossespeedway.com, or thomasportaspeedway.com. For Paul and Bill and myself, Dan, our producer, Jesse, my name is Radio Man Dan Dyker. We will talk to you next week right here at noon on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days Inn Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.